Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming, due to some service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Come on, to the west side. To the east side.
Come on,
to the north side. To the south side.
There's one in the house. To my man show biz in the house. Ayo, Busty.
You see, I get to my loo like Napoleon at Waterloo. My name is Diamond D. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I dip and I dab like a Mike Tyson jab. Even though this flap, I possess to get the gab. I shoot it like a jammy and girls get the panties in. Even with a fanny and I might win a Grammy and maybe I won't, so I chill like the Pope. See, I'll never mope cause I know my shit is dope like Colombian fish scale. Ask my man Ishmael.
Diamond D got props like a cop.
Or better yet, DT, cause brothers can't see me. Even the girl said she got a small wee-wee. Now you wanna go upside
fuck
her
you
head.
Do
you feel intimidated by the things she said? Don't be mad cause I paid her back.
You know I
took her to the reds and I laid her back.
I go
on and on like popcorn with the butter. Hey yo, I used to stutter but I'm more on track. And some may say I'm whack and back, but in fact, I'm not any of that black. See, I'm the best kept secret.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up and peep it.
Come on.
And Forest, rap about the deals, I crush the motherfucker.
D, Ray and Forest, rap about the deals, I
come on, come on.
D, Ray and Forest, rap about
the deals,
I'm
the best kept secret. I'm the best kept secret. Shut the fuck up and peep it. See, I write my own rhymes, produce my own shit. Yeah, boy, I ain't the one to fuck with.
Nope.
I take a beat and I flip it. With so much flavor, niggas wanna sip it. But that's cool, cause they know I got skills. Let me demonstrate, if you will. Rock is my man, and so is Dapper Dan. And I'll shake your hand, and don't try to plan. But front like a son who lost a cunt. I only hit grand slams, never will I bunt. Bases are loaded, bottom of a ninth. I step to the plate, cause I know my shit is great. I can't walk down the street. Hey, yo, Diamond, can you make me a beat? You gotta have cheese,
about a couple of G's.
But if I know ya, I might just throw ya a little something on the side, true.
A funky bass line and a hype loop.
I got 1,000 old records in my crib. I used to hustle, but I never did a bid. Some people call me Dojo, I keep a low pro. Non-stop props, so act like you know, bro. Pass me a mic and I'ma keep it.
Yeah,
yeah, boy, I'm the best kept secret.
I'm the best kept secret.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Hey, yo, yo, check this out.
Come on,
yo. I'm deadlier than Michael Myers. My style will embrace you like a pair of pliers. But don't sweat it, G. Why don't you let it be? Cause Diamond D is a pedigree. In other words, I'm official.
I never go out like a wet piece of tissue. Rough and rugged, stronger than Bounty. New York is the city, Bronx is the county. Learn from the best, so the rest just best. Now I'm getting booked at the Fillmore West. Located in the village, so kill it, skillet. You ask yourself, will it ever see?
Yeah,
cause I ain't sharp as a crease. I never use beeswax, I never use grease on my dread. But instead, if you want some kick, step to the mic, I'm an 8-to-1 pick.
Yeah,
you reap what you sow and I can reap it. Yo, I'm the best kept secret. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Yeah, I'm the best kept secret.
Yo, this is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where big titty women got see-through parts on their tights at the Planet Fitness on the boulevard while they on an elliptical. On air now, from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I said multimedia. Yeah, and it's Clever One out here, dropping in from hang gliding, you know what I'm saying? And tonight, we getting real greasy on the grill here, you know what I'm saying? How many people of us have bad mannerisms? You know what I mean? Do we know what they are? Are we fully aware of when they are displayed? Or do we only notice when they are displayed towards ourselves on the receiving end? Huh? Is that it? Common courtesy is what it is called, folks. It is the most likely to be the term to relate, you know what I mean? Or from general ground, to relate to this subject, you know what I mean? To describe manners, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Opening doors. Or holding doors for anyone, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind justice, you know what I'm saying? Allowing old people to get in line before you, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff right there, you know what I mean? Where you know you in a rush, but you know, you see the old lady, you know what I'm saying? She you know, she got an Eagles jersey on, she got a Jalen Hurts jersey on, but she walking real slow. You see what I'm saying? So don't mistake the Jalen Hurts jersey for her being nimble and fast and swift. You know what I'm saying? She might got to get somewhere. Even though she got a million items in the cart, let her get that. You know what I'm talking about? Let her get that. That's having good manners. You heard? You see what I'm saying? Saying yes or please or thank you. Telling someone they look nice. You know what I'm saying? Or even a simple hello or a good morning, damn it. Like, goddamn, can we get a good morning out here? Now, I ain't asking you to be on Good Morning America and all that. I ain't asked for your social security number and all that all in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get somewhere with the Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm dark roast, preferably. I don't care what kind of coffee it is. I'm you know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. I don't put decorate coffees. I just drink them. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Or I don't need no good morning in Vietnam from you. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, I am not Uncle Grandpa, for those who know what I'm talking about with that one. I am not Uncle Grandpa. Yes. You know what I mean? You know, but it's just common courtesy to speak. Give glad tidings to the people. You know what I'm saying? And I am not saying be Joe Familiar, people. I am not saying B. Joe from the Three Stooges. Well, what the hello, 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 and all the rest of all that type time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying B. Joe. You know what I mean? Now, a lot of these bad mannerisms have become normalities. Yes, I said normalities these days, I'd say. normalities in which we need further attention, people. You know what I'm saying? We need further attention on this, so we need to take a look. We need to go ahead and put the damn telescopes, whatever, binoculars, big-ass glasses on. I don't know, care what kind of glasses you got on. You know what I'm saying? Go in your Fred G. Sanford drawer and get a pair of glasses out of there, damn it, under the ripple. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's take a look at a few things that we know. That's bad mannerisms. Interrupting people. You know what I'm saying? Like you're trying to say something and then they cutting right in. You know what I mean? Like they got Tourette syndrome or something. You mean? They missed the important part. They not going to hear the part they need to hear doing that. You feel me? Bad manners. Ignoring people or responding in a rude manner. You know what I'm saying? Where you said called your name 50 times. You know what I'm saying? And then now you're saying what? Like it's you're a werewolf or something. You know what I mean? You're barking. You're barking at me like you see what I'm saying? What are you, a terrier? You feel me? What are you barking for? I called you 18 times. You heard me on the third time. Now, you're acting like I'm getting on your nerves. No, you're getting on my nerves for acting like your mouth don't work. Or maybe your brain. You see what I'm saying? Rude manners. You know what I mean? Yelling or raising your voice. Now, I ain't asking you to turn the volume up neither. You see what I'm saying? Turn that down. You feel me? For Clev One, going to have to, you know what I'm saying? Look, manually turn you down. I won't take the remote. I'll use my hand to turn you down. How's that? Turn your mouth right on down with my hand like it's a knob. You heard that? Turn your mouth like it's a knob. That's what I do to you. Heard? You know what I mean? Boom. What else is it? You know, and behaving at formal settings. Misbehaving at formal settings. You know what I mean? Behaving with your rude manners, what I meant. Or in public places. You know what I mean? At the dinner table or whatever. Fiddling. You know what I'm saying? Foul language, of course. My fault, shall I say, that's the one I'm working on. You see what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. Everybody get a turn. Yes! So I'm back. Yeah, you got cell phone gadgets and devices and all that, people fiddling with that, you know what I'm saying, while you're trying to get their attention. You know what I'm saying? You know, disobedient, you know what I'm saying, in front of others, you know what I'm saying, whether it be your child or your disobedient wife, you know what I mean, getting loud and obnoxious in front of everybody when she need to be sitting her ass down or something. You might have one of them, you know what I'm saying? You know, you might be a yes dad, man. With one of them obnoxious wives or something. Or you might be a yes dear woman with an obnoxious husband, you know what I'm saying, where he, you know what I mean, he come in with six packs of moose head, you know what I'm saying, and there's already a cookout going on, you feel me? Either way, that's what I'm talking about. Or, not, you know, not greeting guests, you know what I mean, you're having a party or something, you know what I mean, you know, parties for you or whatever it is, and people coming in, you ain't speaking to nobody because you think you're too cute or something, you know what I mean? You heard me, you said you think you're too cute or something, you know what I mean? Like you're too sexy for to get slapped across your face or something, you know what I mean? But we're going to hold it there for a second, you know what I'm saying, with DJ Dr. Ngozi. Would I get some music, please? Thank you.
Everybody's waiting for Diamond D to slip, but it won't happen cause I'm just too swift. I got props from here to Albuquerque. Eat your ass up like a piece of beef jerky. Yeah, now let me start to get deep. I sweep the grease who try to beef and keep, but I don't sweat it cause I got fat vocals. You couldn't see me with a pair of bifocals. I got the soul of Nat King Cole. If I go gold, I won't front the road and go commercial. No, not me. Never will I worry cause it's easy to deep.
feet are on the ground so I can't lose my edge. I did my homework, I didn't jump off of the ledge. And I'm here, and no one can stop me. I clock G's cause my rap ain't flop. Who would've thought, but I pulled it off. Just like a bandit, and brothers can't stand it. How the hell Diamond D did a deal? My rhymes are dope, and all my beats appeal.
To who?
To the vast majority. Yeah, I kicked the flavor, I had to get a waiver to go to college back in 88. But now I'm straight. See, I give comfort like a Sealy pot to Petey. My sound's profound, you can't beat it, even with a baseball bat.
Why that?
Cause I got a bag of tricks like Felix the Cat. You heard the rumor, now you know it's true. So go and tell your buddy that I'm not a funny study. And if you think that I can't get busy, then you can step to me.
Word up.
Check it out, swing with the rhythm, the lights turn green. All systems go, cause I'm on the scene.
Word.
I stand strong and my arm is long. I'm not the one that'll sing the same song. So come along, everybody, if you're with me. Best kept secret is the title that fits me. Yeah, I steal a show with the quickness and get hot like Grandpa's quickness. There's no comparison, see, I'm like Harrison Ford. I take command and stand up for the funk, the gut of hip-hop. Now Diamond's gonna rip shop.
Yeah, right.
Hey yo, I get dough just like Merv Griffin. Some don't like it, and then they start tripping. Huh,
jealousy's a motherfucker.
I jam like fucker, so don't play me like a sucker. Cause I can flow with the best of them. A lot of brothers twist their lips, but I can get to them. Don't speak, cause I'm not the one to fuck with. Don't even flinch, cause I'll leave you stuck with the knowledge that you're inferior. Yeah, my records even sell in Nigeria. Digging in the crates like a maniac. And when my song comes on, it's the same reaction. Everyone moves their head. Diamond is dope, enough said. I bring life to an ink pen and leave you dead and thinking just like Abe Lincoln. Yo, you won't even know what picture. I'm knocking motherfuckers out the picture. Your self-esteem will be put in jeopardy if you step to me.
Yo, man, we back, right, and we on air now, live from Lagos, dial in, 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation, and yes, we on Ngozi time, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You heard me, multimedia, attacking them, always, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, you know what I mean? Catch Clev on Grilty Party, you know what I'm saying? On a Instagram, you know what I'm saying? At the Booze Brothers on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You hear me? Check me out, you know what I'm saying? Or Google Clever One of the Booze Brothers, you know what I'm saying? On your damn gadgets and your devices, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know who the hell this is, talking to you with manners tonight. You hear me? With the manners voice. You see what I'm saying? It's Clever One. And I was just giving y'all a few examples of rude mannerisms, bad behavior, no etiquettes at all whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. You know what I mean? Some of us, we get along with everyone. You know what I mean? And some of us are rebellious, I'd say. Rebellious. You know what I mean? When I say rebellious, I mean rebellious. You feel me? You know, like you don't even want to wash your ass. That's how rebellious you are. You know what I mean? You're so rebellious. You know what I mean? You and your ass don't get along. You don't want to wash it. You feel me? That kind of rebellious. That's how people are out here. You know what I mean? You know, various of characteristics. You know what I mean? We may not be pleased with anyone. You feel me? We all got these different types of personalities and all these types of things where, you know what I mean, we got different measurements on how we get along with people and all that type of stuff. Yeah. And, you know, as a result, you know what I'm saying, we display things that may be troublesome. You know what I'm saying? Troublesome, I'd say. Troublesome. You know what I mean? The most common disruptive behavior are this behavior disorders. You know what I'm saying? These include these things. You know what I mean? Three top ones that bring on bad mannerisms. Bad mannerisms. You got oppositional defiant disorder. Oppositional defiant disorder. Then you have conduct disorder. And, of course, we got a real famous one, you know what I'm saying? The attention deficit hyperactive thing, you know, hyperactivity disorder. You know what I mean? We got that one. You know what I mean? Long-ass one. Long-ass joint. That's why they abbreviate every damn thing. You feel what I'm saying? They put the you know, the letters up there. You know what I'm saying? But these are behavioral disorders, you know what I'm saying, that share some common symptoms. You know what I mean? They real tight. They real families. Like, they could look brothers, like brothers in the lineup. You see what I'm saying? They done rob the liquor store with some Mad Dog 2020 and everything. Not in the register, you know what I'm saying? And they got caught in the lineup, you know what I'm saying? As brothers, these three things here. You know what I mean? That's what they did. And let's take it. Oppositional deficit disorder, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, that's the joint that's crazy. We're oppositional. We already see that. We know what a damn deficit is, so we know what that is, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this basically, you know, what brings and triggers these things and triggers that may be having a crazy-ass family, of course. You know what I'm saying? You come from a crazy-ass family. Not, you know, it don't matter what your last name is, Adams, or, you know what I'm saying, Monsters, or who the hell ever, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The bastard house from North Philly. It don't even matter who he is. You know what I'm saying? You come from a crazy-ass family. You know what I mean? Childhood maltreatment. Now, damn, they made that sound crazy, didn't it? Childhood maltreatment. What the hell is the childhood maltreatment here? You know what I mean? Childhood maltreatment, I'd say. Inconsistent parenting. They'll calm it down. Saying that one to you. Inconsistent parenting, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you know what I mean? We need some cereal, you know what I mean? And you on the phone, you know what I mean? Talking about last night, you know what I mean? You feel me? Where you wasn't at. And you wasn't doing nothing what you talking about, you know what I'm saying? Somebody mind somebody else's business all damn morning, and we trying to get some goddamn milk and cereal. Excuse me, we're chinchilla. I'm having manners tonight, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that could be something like that. You feel me? We trying to get Apple Jacks, damn it, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? We ain't say do Jumping Jacks on IG or TikTok. We say Apple Jacks. You feel me? That type of parent, you know what I mean? You know, in addition, peer rejection, meaning, yo, you can't join the Warriors. The Sons of Anarchy, you know what I'm saying? You can't join the Harlem Globetrotters, you know what I mean? Or Dipset, you know what I'm saying? You can't join nobody, you know what I mean? You feel me? That's who you can't join. You see what I'm saying? Oh, and deviant peer groups, you know what I mean? Poverty and violence in the hood, trust me. And we're going to get back to that real quick because we're going to play some music, my name, by international DJ Olasky. He Olasky tonight, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Give me get something.
Yeah. Hey, yo, this is going out to all the brothers who got like 6 or 7 different addresses. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check this out. My name is John Doe, and I'm wanted for murder. I didn't mean to do it, but my temper just blew it. Remember it well, seems like the other day. Now I gotta stay away from around the way. Me and my girl went to the movies. Madly in love, we got shot by Cupid. We both have fat jewels on, so I brought my joint in case brothers act stupid. Got to the movie, but before we got in, a kid got robbed by a crew of 10. Punched them and stomped them, nobody would help. Didn't want any beef, so I stayed to sell. I got inside, now my girl is shaking. She didn't want to get her jewelry taken. I said it's dark in the movie, hey, they won't find us. Then they walked in and sat right behind us, talking all loud, told all the good parts. I'm praying to myself, please, I hope they don't start. Then I heard mumbling, the words I couldn't figure.
Hey, yeah, when the movie's finished, we gonna get this nigga.
I kept my cool, cause I'm only one deep. One against ten, that's a hell of a beef. Now the mumbling's getting louder. I hear the scheme, but to me it's a dream. Maybe I'm wrong, you know the rules. So I kept my cool until they made a move. Somebody reached over and snatched the chain. Punched me in the grill, but I felt no pain. They tried to step, but I just couldn't let them. So I backed up and I wet them. Yeah. Now I...
And I'm out of here.
When I sling white rock, but not on a corner, I work in a spot. I used to work for a fast food joint, busting my chops, and still I had to hop on the train, cause my change was so small. But now I got a Benz with white walls.
Word.
I open up the spot every morning and keep things in check for my boss. One day I saw him torture a worker with a hypodermic needle for a $10 loss. But I got plans of my own, I don't wanna be another man's flunky. I know the ins and outs of the drug game. Ayo, I'm gonna make some dough off these junkies. I told my boss about my plans and said I wanna be my own man. Ayo, I know you put me on, but yo, I gotta quit. I want my own shit. The scenario became a tearjerker. He even said I was his best worker, but I continued and he refused to listen. Became upset because I had ambition. Said he doesn't want me to leave and that I better think it over if I still want to breathe. Doesn't that sound like a threat? Hey yo, you want to play that way? No sweat. He left the spot and said he'll be back. Huh? Fuck that. Time to react. I looked across the room at the product. It was about $50,000 worth. Well, if the chips fall down, I'll just have to handle it. Yeah, so I'm stepping with the work. But now I... 5,000, baby.
And I'm out of here.
Feet don't fail me now. When I had to move, I got into a beef. Now a friend is deceased. I went to see my aunt who lives uptown. Niggas are clocking, no, I don't live around the block, but I'm by myself, so I'm chilling. Totally aware that they might start illing. I walked in the lobby, they were smoking fillies and making loud racket.
Yo, kid, run that jacket.
I tried to react, but I caught one. Yo, yo, you want beef, now you bought one. I barely escaped and said, I'll be back. Running home thinking of a counterattack. I told my man and we all got hype. Hey yo, we want to do something about this shit tonight. So everybody jumped in the MPV, sold to the spot with the shotgun cocked. We got to the building, they were standing outside. They saw my face then began to race from the spot, but someone shot through the window. I emptied my clip, but my man got hit. So much blood that I just couldn't take it. Saying to myself, money ain't gonna make it. Now I feel guilty cause it was my beef. The neighborhood knows some friends don't speak. His older brothers keep looking at me, totally upset, and they keep making threats. Word is out that they want my head.
Yeah.
Said it's my fault that their little brother's dead. I understand, so I play down low and stay out of town till things die down. Now I...
And I'm out of here.
Yo, and we back on the Lago set, you know what I'm saying? Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? And we on here talking about mannerisms, you know what I'm saying, and how the lack of etiquettes will F your life up, I'd say, you know what I'm saying? That's me using mannerisms, you know what I mean? Shed F, you know what I mean? Filter your lifestyle. That's what that meant, you know what I mean? But I was talking about how these things can come bring on these oppositional deficit disorders and things that's in a triangle with the other two, you know what I mean? And I was speaking on deviant peer groups and poverty and violence in the hood, which is more important that we need to focus on out here, you know what I'm saying? Deviant peer groups and poverty, you know what I mean? And violence in the hood, you know what I'm saying? These things, they bring on things, you know, people with frequent temper tantrums, you know what I'm saying? You have tantrums from people, you know what I mean? Excessive arguing with adults, things like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, you people standing on the corner or standing in people's front of people's steps, leaning on their car, all that kind of stuff. Often questioning rules, you know what I'm saying? Where they don't understand why they can't stand on the corner or whatever it is. Or do these things that they do that's breaking the rules, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, active defiance, you know what I mean? And refusal to comply with the rules of the adults and the request of the rules from the adults, you know what I'm saying? Deliberate attempts to annoy or upset others, things like that. You know what I mean? Blaming others for his or her mistakes or behaviors. You know what I'm saying? You know, often touchy or easily annoyed by others. You know what I'm saying? Frequent anger and resentments. I say frequent anger and resentments. You know what I mean? Mean and hateful talking when upset. You know what I mean? Spiteful attitude and revenge seeking. Things to the likes of this, you know what I'm saying? Where you become vendetta with your situation out here. You know what I mean? Vendettably. You know what I'm saying? You know, or you could just put it blank and blame it on unstable social or economical factors may be a situation, I'd say, where we don't know what it is. You know what I mean? It might not be whatever the economics around in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody might got a big-ass car with big rims on it. You know what I mean? You might not have one. You feel what I'm saying? So now you don't want to talk to nobody. Or you don't speak to people, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, that's your problem is after that. You feel what I'm saying? We don't know. But we trying to find out, though. That's why we on here, and we trying to figure out these three top things that's psychologically tied together. Second one, of course, is conduct disorder. Conduct disorder. You know what I mean? These are behavioral and emotional problems characterized by a disregard for other people. That's what I'm going to say. You know what I mean? Behavioral and emotional problems that characterize by disregard for other people. You know what I mean? Now, check this out. You got to figure this out when your kids come out here. With this stuff here. You know what I mean? Children with this type stuff here get in the way. They get in the way a lot. They break the rules and they behave in a non-socially acceptable way, I'd say. That's how I'm going to describe it, man. Long-ass description, I'm going to say that. You feel me? You know, they may need their ass whipped. That's all I'm going to say, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I'm going to say this here. What I've discovered here, unbelievably, is that this is a person with moronic behavior. Moronic behavior, I'd say. This is moronic behavior, you know what I'm saying? And a.k.a. imbecilistic behavior. Imbecilisticism is a long-ass word that I learned from an old old Rambo, you know, so from one of the old Rambos, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And from the old Rambos, it was disguised as this, you know what I'm saying? Smacked on your big ass head is what it is what you need when you're a person with conduct disorder like such as this, you know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? This is the condition call for that, as the old Rambos would say, and of course my father is one of them. Trust me. You know what I mean? It's like this. I had to borrow something. It's like that. I need to borrow some crazy ass shit to say. Can you help me out with something? You know what I mean? Can I hold something over there? You know, something like that. So that's how that go there. When you have to discipline these type of people with conduct disorder, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's called. Smack them on the back of their big ass head. You know what I'm saying? Described by the old Rambos, and yes, my father is one of them. You know what I'm saying? He was checking satellites today with that one. You know what I mean? Brother O, would I be able to get some music from international DJ legend Olatsky, please?
Holy mackerel. All right, now. Yo, check it. I grab the mic and commence to rip shit. Pace in the park cause I make the dip shit. Flip the script just like Marlon Brando. Run more games in that park in Orlando, Florida, or the other in Cali. And if I go broke, I'll just pimp Sally. Push in the bush, but I don't mean George. Fake the funk and end up in a morgue. But no, not me, no way, home slice. And when I play CeeLo, I use my own dice. On the down low, but I don't wear a hoodie. Run to the store, the diner got the goodies in the seat for the beat. For the Jeep that were made by me and the man with the knife on his feet. So everybody gather, yeah. I'm paid like Dan Rather. You wanna flip sugar, sip it, don't matter, cause you can't do me nothing. No sense in bluffing. I cook that ass like stove top stuffing. Standing for a while I steal the show. Yeah, and act like you know. Come on. Front Diamond D got the flow, but some didn't know cause I play down low. I got more tricks than a hunt point ho. Search for beats with my man Gore Show. Then I shoot the gift with my man Fat Joe. I put hits together just like an old bro. And you gotta admit, yeah, cause like a fly I'm on some other shit. I elevate like an escalator. So hold your head and I'll test you later. Yeah, so come along with the man. Yeah, I'm shutting shit down just like the son of Sam. But my name ain't David, hell no. And for the bullshit you can save it. Yo, if I decide to pursue a career in hip hop, what should I do? What would you do if it happened to you? Out with the old and in with the new. People sit back and then they assume, but I recline and just hit the boom. Yeah. I like to gamble, but I don't play the horses. It's 92, and you know who the boss is. Diamond, yeah. Yeah, you know the chubby kid. Envious friends say, I wonder what the hell he did to blow up so fast. And they move slow as a turtle, or a fat chick in a girdle. Sitting around eating bogey. Pop the video in and start sweating to the oldie. Get a life, no need to live tripe. I smooth as butter, like my man called Pipe. Calm, collected, cool, respected. When things get hectic, the only antiseptic is real hip-hop. So I head to the lab, frying them seeds like the bacon on the slab or the chicken from Kentucky. Brothers say I'm lucky, keep a Jimmy in my pocket cause it's just one of
Yes, 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 y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. You know what I mean? We back, you know what I'm saying? That was DJ Olatsky, you know what I'm saying, with the Diamond D. Shout out to DITC, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Shout out to my homegirl Val up there, you know what I'm saying, on Chewing Horta, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get the fresh cuts at the big bitch. You know what I mean? They got good mannerisms in there. You get your fresh cut. You know what I mean? Take your wolfing ass kids in there. You know what I mean? And make them handsome. Go back to school. You know what I mean? Not looking like bad kids with bad etiquettes and bad mannerisms. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But yes, dial in, y'all. 516-453-9133. Press 1 and join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Or just, you know what I mean, collect all this luxurious jewelry that's being dropped on the floor all over the place out here, you know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, we giving it up, you know what I'm saying? We giving it up. Clev One is robbing the hood, giving it up, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm like Mr. Robinson on Saturday Night Live, you feel me? Coming through the back window, you know what I'm saying? Taking my Pumas off, you know what I mean? Ready to fry some chicken in your kitchen. You dig? You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to take a look at some of these bad mannerism peoples, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, old Rambo said that this is a word. It's solidified in the service, in the force service of against dictator trees and all those type of things. You know what I'm saying? Moronic is a word. Moronic, yes. Moronicism is what you're doing when you're being a moron. You know what I mean? This is called moronicism. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's where we going with that one. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But we'll get into a few examples of some of this conduct. Some of this conduct disorder. You know what I'm saying? Irresponsibility. You know what I'm saying? You know, not excusing oneself. You feel me? That's basically, you know, you walking, you getting on an airplane, walking down the aisle, farting in everybody's face, trying to get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Put the airphones on. Here you come farting. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Over here trying to order a drink. You know what I'm saying? Putting his hand out for a drink. You done farted in his hand. You know what I'm saying? Because you walking past with your luggage farting. You know what I'm saying? Bad mannerisms. You know what I mean? That ain't what's hitting it. That ain't hitting for nothing. That ain't what we doing, you know what I'm saying? Or you're a person hooky in school or calling out from work all the time, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Well, you a hooky schooler, you feel me? You hooky in school for no reason. You ain't hanging nowhere, getting no money and none of that, you know what I'm saying? You just don't feel like going to school for what? No reason? Why? You don't feel like speaking to nobody, you know what I'm saying? Oh, all right, you had an argument with your ass because you ain't washed up neither. You feel what I'm saying? So, boom, that's what you're doing, hooking from school. Boom, all right, what else? Calling out from work for what? You know what I mean? That ain't getting no money. And what are you doing? Calling out to work to do what? Spend money? I don't know what you're calling out work to do. You spending money last night getting a hangover. That's why you called out for work. You see what I'm saying? So there you have it. That's what the ad would add up. Boom, or you AWOL from the military. This did it cause that too, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You might not be trying to save Private Ryan or nobody. You feel what I'm saying? You hear me? You be like Lieutenant Dan as soon as the first airplane dropped, you know what I'm saying? With no legs, you know what I mean? With the prostitutes, though. You'll have cigars and prostitutes, but no legs. Like Lieutenant Dan on Forrest Gump in the first action part of the film, you know what I'm saying? As soon as it come on, that's you getting your legs blown off, you feel what I'm saying, for your bad mannerisms. You see what I'm saying? AWOL from the military, that's what I'm talking about, them people, you know what I mean? You know, or you steal or do things that violate the rights of others, you know what I'm saying? You know? You heard that still, you know, when you're doing stuff, touching things that don't belong to you, you know what I mean? And all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? Where that's their prized possessions, and here you go. You know what I mean? Where the hell, how the hell you wind up with it, you know what I'm saying? It magically appeared in your possession. Oh, I guess you a magician, huh? You know what I mean? I need your damn hands chopped off. Because, you know, we from the old school here, you know what I mean? God ain't never changed the rules about them type of people. So that's what we need to start doing, chopping people's hands off. Maybe it wouldn't be nobody stealing out here no more. Now, wouldn't you think that? Let's find them mannerisms, you know what I'm saying? Boom. Or if you harm people or animals, you might shoot people's pets, you know what I mean, by mistake sometimes. or bop them upside the head with a pan by mistake sometimes. You know what I mean? Or, let me see, harming people, you know what I'm saying? You might have nunchucked about 15 people at one time by mistake. You know what I mean? You feel me? Or any types of assaults like that. You can't be touching on nobody, little kids, and you can't be touching on the women that are unlawful to you, you know what I'm saying? Because we will break your legs, your hands, you know what I'm saying, and pull your private parts off, you know what I'm saying? And they won't be smelling what the rock is cooking, you know what I mean? Brother O, can I get a...
Johnny Cash. See, I just wanna get to know ya. Spend the night on the town just to show ya. Things will be smooth just like a Range Rover. If you say no, you can step.
I won't owe ya
nothing. But baby, don't act a ditty. I couldn't care less even if you had a kitty. We left the movie, everything was groovy. We were conversating, but the words didn't move me. Waved down a taxi, then the girl asked me,
can I come along?
Hey yo, don't try to gas me. I know the ropes on the face of high hopes. I had more girls than Pat on the soaps. She started bragging about the men she had, and told me that she couldn't wait to see my pad. And then her beeper went off. I didn't pay it no mind, but it beat five more times. I should have seen a hint, but I was too focused on my midnight scent. Girl, can you tell me, cause I'm not the one to be.
One, two, three.
Well, then we got to my crib.
Nice place you have.
Well, make yourself comfy, and hey, are you hungry? She said no, then she sat on the couch. Huh, do you watch our
city?
Watch
our city. And I watch any old thing.
Well, we can just cut it off, cause I'd much rather slip on some soft music. So just relax yourself, lay your head back and just max. In fact,
if you take my hand, I might be your man, baby.
Then she went for my lip, for my lip. I said, don't take it as a diss, but I don't French kiss. She just laughed and got undressed, but I wasn't doing one damn thing unless I can find my Jimmy hat. So I looked in the stash, I was down to my last one. That was a close call. Looked at the cutie, hit the light for the night. The next morning, when we woke up, she said,
Diamond, I'm in love and I'm lost.
Oh man, that's the raw shit. I said, wait baby, hold your horses.
I just met you last night at the flick. Now you're telling me you wanna be my main chick. We can be friends and something might blossom. I'll always stand firm and I won't play possum.
Don't try to play me, last night I was your baby.
So what?
And now you wanna play me.
Well, it's not your fault that you're very attractive. And from last night, I can tell that you're active in bed. But baby, don't play the pockets, cause I can squeeze a dollar tighter than Spacely Sprockets. She took a shower, fixed her weave, grabbed her coat and got lost in the breeze.
Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3.
Should I take the chance on romance? See, I'm in my early 20s and I got a little money. And from now, it's the same song and dance. Out. Can you tell me, cause I'm not the one to be.
1, 2, 3.
Yes, yes, y'all. And we back, you know what I'm saying? This is Clever One, you know what I mean? And we standing the sticks up tonight on these mannerisms, you know what I mean? Boom. Shout out to D.I.T.C., Diamond D, you know what I mean? Brother Olatsky, you know what I'm saying? On the wheels is still keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Let's look into the ADHD. You know what I mean? The candles on the cake with the icing on it and all that. Because this is the main one that, of course, you know. You know what I mean? This is the number one diagnosis of all a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people could be mistaken. You know what I'm saying? This could be mistaken for conduct disorder or whichever, or one of the other ones. You know what I mean? Where you may be disruptive, having ADHD, but you may not particularly be aggressive, an aggressive person. You know what I'm saying? You might be an asshole, but you know you're harmless. You know what I'm saying? You're harmless. You know what I mean? And this is you know more likely to be the diagnosed with conduct disorder though. However, these people, you know what I'm saying? Of course. But let's turn the oven on real quick, you know what I'm saying? You know, let's throw some wood on that thing right here, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we need to know what these things are and what's worse, you know what I mean? What's worse in these particular mannerisms and bad mannerisms, you know what I mean? Owing people money. Or owing people apologies, you know what I'm saying? Which one is worse between those two, you know what I'm saying? We would never know, you know what I mean? Definitely would like to get some information from some folks out there about that, you know what I mean? Owing people money or owing people apologies, you know what I'm saying? Boom. We also have not answering an incoming call, you know what I'm saying? Incoming call, you know what I'm saying? Or responding to a text, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, these are some family feuders, you know what I mean? And the survey says all of them had the wrong damn answer. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'll say about that. Let me see, what else? What else you got? Non-initiating a greeting, you know what I'm saying? You know, you enter the room, you see people sitting in there, you know what I mean? You don't say nothing to nobody, you know what I mean? What's good with that? You feel me? Or not returning a greeting, you know what I'm saying? Everyone sitting in the room says hello to you, you know what I'm saying? You act like you ain't had nobody. What's good with that? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, do you speak to ugly-ass babies waving at you while you're in the mall, you know what I mean? Trying to hit Macy's up, you know what I'm saying? For something. Do you do that? You know what I mean? Or do you reach up for things in Walmart for old ladies, you know what I'm saying, trying to grab some Domino, brown sugar, you know what I'm saying? Probably not. But we got a caller in queue. Now, caller in queue, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have no damn manners, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my crazy glue while you're folding your hands and I'm going to leave them there and you will permanently be sitting there doing nothing, waiting your turn to speak. Now, who is it?
Hi, Clev Watt. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you tonight?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Mo? How's everything tonight? You know what I'm saying? We're having manners tonight in etiquettes. You see me, I'm in my etiquettes voice.
I see. No, I'm just called to support your show. It's a difficult call. What was the etiquette that you just mentioned? Something about the phone call. Was it the phone call? Not answering
okay,
the phone.
Okay, so we got a few here. We got what's first here? We got owing people money or owing people apology. Then we have not answering an incoming call or not responding to a text. Which one's worse here? Or have anyone been involved in these type of things here?
Well, it could be a lot of reasons to not respond to a text. And sometimes making an apology is really difficult for people. It's more difficult than getting the money that they owe you. You know what I mean? So I don't know. They're all kind of up there. But I think not paying someone back money that they owe you is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Bad mannerisms,
yeah.
I'd say. What would you say?
I think not paying them back, because you know that can really mess up a friendship depending on how much it is, you know.
Yeah, and you really owe apologies then, and then you be double bubble on both. You know what I'm saying? Wrong answer on
exactly.
Both sides. Steve Harvey with a bald head and no mustache. Dun, dun, dun. You know what I mean? Damn. You hear me?
Oh yes, I do. You're funny. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I had to say about that one, Mo. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, listen, Mo, I'm going to tell you like this. You definitely get on here anytime I'm on here, you know what I'm saying? You definitely help me out with some of these things to understand a different perspective on how people deal with these things or not deal with them or be involved or not be involved. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
That's
well, like I said, it's easy to just come up with an excuse for ignoring a text. You could have not seen it. You didn't hear it. You didn't notice your phone. You lost your phone. The battery ran out. You can run up kind of, but there's no excuse for not paying somebody back money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll say that. Yes. So let me ask you this, Mo. Do you wave at children that you don't particularly like the features of?
Well, I just say, whenever I see a baby that's not really attractive, I just say, I don't really say much. Because if it's a really pretty baby, I usually say something like, it could be a Gerber baby or something like that. But I usually just say, I ask if it's a boy or a girl, because usually sometimes when they're not very attractive, you can't tell. So I don't really say anything negative about the baby. I just kind of say to myself, "Oh my, oh my goodness."
All right, well that's fair enough. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, Clev One going to speak to you, whether you're Flavor Flav's granddaughter or not, could be the niece for you or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna still wave that.
I just won't speak to how the baby looks. I just won't mention that because I've seen some babies and they've not been too attractive, but they grow up to be beautiful though. You know what I mean? Like what they look like in the beginning is completely different than how they end up growing up and looking. So
that's okay because it's okay. I've seen Goonies and I've seen which one of them needed a Snickers on the movie. You feel what I'm saying? So I got used to that as a child. So I realized that if anybody come looking like that after seeing that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be all right speaking to them. You know what I mean? Hey, you guys is what I'd say to them. You feel me? But, yes,
right.
Mo, let me know what's good. Let them know what's good. You know, we dropped the job. You dropped the jewelry on me. Let them know what's good.
Well, my show, Breaking the Silence, will be on December the 1st, this Friday. And I'm looking forward to just talking. I'm sitting back here trying to think of my topic. I guess I will save that for the show. All right,
we're going to stay in suspense with that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, love your steak. Thanks for stopping by, you know what I'm saying? That's Mo Garman, y'all. You know what I mean? But we're going to get into what's track next by international DJ legend, DJ Oladske.
And you don't stop. Yeah. Going out to my man Chovy Cho, Grandmaster Supreme and all that.
My name is Diamond.
Yep, you guessed it.
Ran 1,000 schemes and I've never been arrested. I guess I'm lucky cause I'm young and I'm a black man. And intelligent, so everything is relevant. Vision is clear, don't have to wear contacts. Not a good lawyer, no shorts in my contract. Beats are selected with the highest scrutiny. I played Mr. Christian and just take mutiny. Cause this is my destiny. A lot of brothers keep testing me, but you haven't heard the best from me. So remember one thing. Hey yo, it ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Huh. Yeah, so sit back and listen to the chit chat. Sweet as a Kit Kat.
Diamond, where'd you get that beat from?
Yo, Jazzy Duck in the crate needs another loop, so we added a flute. Then it came together and I grabbed a pen. Then I double checked it.
For what?
Loose pin. The object of a song is to keep your head moving. Hope you find a good A&R man. Ha. A lot of acts get signed. And when the album comes out, everyone says,
aw man, take that record off. Don't waste my time.
Due to that fact, I went for mine.
And yo, I went for mine.
Hey yo, I went for mine. I went for mine. The both is yours. I went for mine. Hey yo, I went for mine. I went for mine. The both is yours too.
I overcome hurdles like Edwin Moses. Everything was planned, but no one knows this. I'll never go broke, cause I don't sweat that. I make moves like a man on X-Lax. D-I to the A-M to the O-N-D.
Ayo, you got no wins, G. So back up and take a breather. Cause either you must be on acid or from Lake Placid. I hop to it like a kangaroo. I got jumped by a gang of two, but I showed them a thing or two. Cause I'm not no chump. Now I clock notes cause I make you move your rump. Nothing's for granted, grew up in the project. Used to wear tailors and Chinese mock necks. Came a long way from back in the days when Show went to Smith and I went to Hayes. That was the past and the future will be better. Pass them away and keep the cream armanetta. Lisa Greg Knight and my man Fat Joe. My man OG and the rest of the homies. The Zulu Nation for the foundation. From when I was a kid watching Austin Space Inc. I'll never forget cause I'm totally committed to make slam and joints just to prove my point. In 92 you can't waste no time.
Word.
Go for yours cause I went for mine.
And you know that and you don't stop.
And you know that cause I won't drop.
Yeah.
I went for mine. Hey yo, I went for mine. And to my sister Regina in the house. I went for mine. To go for yours, yeah. And to my man Show too. All that.
Yo, man, we talk about mannerisms, you know what I'm saying? And Clev One, I want to have a word with you young fellas out here that don't have no damn mannerisms. Because Clev One, no, when I see you, I know you don't have no mannerisms, you know what I mean? Especially when you don't pull your damn pants up. Not that they already too tight, but overall, definitely bad mannerisms. No etiquette to have leggings on as a man. Now, caller two, now you're in queue. If you don't have mannerisms on here, I'm going to take a yardstick and duct tape it to your arm while you got your hand up. And you will be permanently having mannerisms to be asking to speak, you know what I'm saying, with your hand up for the rest of your life, duct taped, like that. Now, who is it?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for caller two. Who is this?
Yes, how you doing? Good evening, sir. This is Cheryl LeGrand. I'm a friend. I'm connected with Miss Angela Thompson, everybody that's up here, and I've been listening to you, and this is how I feel about the things you were saying. First of all, the ones who you talk about with the money, a lot of times 80%, we know who will not pay us back. So if I give you something, I'm not even going to ask for it back because 85 or 80% we know. As far as the young kids not speaking, that starts at a younger age. A lot of parents are allowing their children to come in with their pants down. I have three, 18, 20, 27, even though I'm 57. And still with chemo, radiation, and lupus, I still have order in my house that's a single mom, and they're in college. But it starts, I say this all the time when I get up here, no child, no one should walk up to your house, number one. and don't speak. You're not even coming in my house. I don't care who you are. That is about respect. And my house is not perfect. I ain't got it going on. But I do believe we have lost the order in our homes because a lot. I'm a single parent. Some of the fathers not in the home. People are not stepping up to the plate. We're losing our children. Like I said, we could pray. We could jump over the pastor's head. Starts at home. I tell people to pray for me and my kids. As far as the things that are going on, what you said, the mannerism, regardless of what it is, it starts with us. Not the pastors, not the teachers. It starts with us. And we have lost the respect. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. As far as the phone calls, yeah, if you cut up, I will block you and don't answer. So this is a very good topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about because it starts with us. We are allowing our youth to be out of control. And we get mad when somebody disciplines them. I was blessed. I allowed the coaches and stuff to discipline my boys when they did track and football and stuff. And even now, while they're in college, the mentors are still there. I ain't say we was perfect, but we got to keep it grounded. And we have lost that in the society that we are. We want to blame it on everybody else instead of looking in the mirror. So I was to look at myself and say, help me to be in order. Because we can't teach our youth or anybody anything if we not in order ourselves. It's not back in the day, you do as I say and don't do what I do. When we had order, it didn't matter if my grandmother did the liquor house, pop house, or whatever. We came in there, we better had it right. The pants, we need to tell whoever listening, y'all young boys, they do that in prison. You're not cute. The ones in prison, the reason why they had their pants down, because they can't have the belt. So when you walking around here, you imitating, and I have an uncle that retired from Central Prison. So
tell
I just wanted to say thank you, sir. Huh?
Tell them. I said tell them. They better
so
listen
while
to
y'all
this.
And y'all making it look, and these rappers make y'all think everything is cool. I have family members that work in the prison, and it ain't cool. And if you get raped or anything, and I talk to my sons like that. Like I said, I got one. They all in different places in college. I tell them to be careful who they around. The cops don't care how many degrees you got. The cops don't care how many master's degrees. The bottom line, you are black. I love all nationalities. But I try to teach my children the truth. You know, you're not unstoppable because you're in college. You're not unstoppable because you are in a degree. But you have to be in order because of who you are. But these young boys walking around cool, you go to a jail for about a day, but you get in these real prisons, some friends you be around, they ain't going to look out for you in jail. And, you know, so I'm telling y'all, that stuff ain't cute. And our kids are going to jail like it ain't nothing. Like when I grew up in Jersey and I'm from Newark, they showed me scared straight, and I was scared.
The
children today are not fearful no more. We are losing our babies because they're not scared. They're not scared of the police. They're not scared of their parents. There's no fear. And we got to pray and say, where is this coming from? Where is the community? When I grew up, the uncle, the aunt, they'll knock you out. Now you say something to somebody, child, you're going to get dealt with. So I'm going to say about it, please let somebody say something to your child before they go in prison. I have two boys and a daughter. If my kids go out here and be stupid, they cannot say that they didn't have a village and they can't say I was there. And I thank the Lord every day, regardless of what's going on. I got one in grad school in Texas. She is going to school for a law. She got a full degree. I got one in one college and one in the other. I'm asking you all to pray for them. Not because they in college don't make they better, but I planted the seed from church, going to church, praying, knocking them out, discipline. It is not easy being a single mom. I pray for every single mom, whether they're a mother, a dad, or a grandmother, because I had to get on my knees. I got to pray. I had to knock them out. Then you want your own life. You can't handle life. I'm going to say this to all the parents, you can get mad. Stop talking about them dads around the kids. If he ain't there, okay, and you mad, talk to your girl, go somewhere. But do not do that because what you have done, you have created a bad seed automatically. Do not teach your son their dad is bad, even if he's a hot mess, because they're going to be fathers one day. What I tell my sons, don't become what you hate. Don't become what you don't like. But don't disrespect. And the same thing with him. We got to get that right. If you don't like what he did, don't keep having 3-4 babies by him. If you don't like what he do, you go talk to Aunt Betty or somebody. But do not, whether it's the mom or the dad, don't disrespect each other in front of your kids. And that is a part. They shouldn't know how many baby daddies, who daddy, who the mama, child support, what they did. The children know too much. This is where the disrespect is.
Wait, you're giving them too much heat now. You're giving them too much heat. I got some match light all up under the can. Listen, we got the match light on this here. You don't go nowhere. But check this out, because we getting too hot on that one. She giving it up, y'all. She didn't get you hot. The gold one ain't done melting yet. She didn't drop it on the table. You know what I'm saying? But hold on, you hold that thought there, Sugar Death. You hold there and stay right there. Track next by International DJ Legend Olaske. Yo, let's get the king shit out.
Check one, two.
Going out to showbiz with Jazzy J, my man Q-Tip, KX. Yo, check it out. Check 1-2, no one to run to, I catch 22 when I began to express myself on the lyrical dip. Ayo, I'm dip and I'm smooth as Miracle Whip, but some try to flip and claim I'm not legit, say I need to quit.
Ayo, he's on some other shit.
Yeah, but I grab your attention and bask in wealth. Ayo, I'm something else, the sound is raw. Don't need a million samples, the kids just love it. Next year my budget will be much fatter because of my platter. See, I'm the flavor in the hip-hop batter. Schooled in the trade, so I'm gonna stay paid. Made in the shade from the tracks that I made, like the Golden Goose. And it's good for the gander. On the DL, don't need propaganda. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I took a blues break and I broke it. See, I'm whipped with the words and the verbs and the pronouns. Yeah, it's Diamond D with the dope sound that you hear when it's pumping in the Benzy. From Eden Wall on down to McKinley, I paid the bills from the use of my lingo. Don't try to play me, or you better play bingo. For Monopoly by Milton Bradley, I had to school another brother, but had he only took a second and checked the track record, he would have seen that I'm solid. So gather round, there's a new hombre in town, influenced by James Brown. It's Diamond Deep with the sound that pumps, and like Bambada, I won't fake the funk. He's the master of and the ultimate force. The 90s are here and we're on the right course, with the flavor that you savor, and you know that is true. Check 1-2.
Check 1-2 and you don't quit. Check 1-2 and you don't quit. Check 1-2 and you don't quit. Check 1-2 and you don't quit.
Check it out. I get hyped when I kick the ballistics and get paid from the use of my linguistics. The style is dope even though it's simplistic. Soda breaks me out, so now I drink mystic. At the rest I listen to the stylistic. Break down rappers as if they had cystic fibrosis. Never snacking on a Hostess or pork rind. None of that swine. Word got around that my shit is booming. It ran through the Bronx just like Paul Newman. Not everyone can get a sample of the skills that won't trample when I build an example of the will that's stronger than Samson. See, I'm the champ, son. When I relax, I'm off to the Hamptons. Compare the sound to another, and let's see. I slam shit up like Wayne Gretzky. So hey, baby, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, it's Diamond D with the verbs and the acronym. Sing a simple song like Sylvester Stone, and I catch you out there like Rick Cerrone. Mature enough to be on my own, and all my beats are stoned to the bone. So grab a chair and sip on some Jocko Watsi. I stimulate your brain like a game of Yahtzee. Yeah, the new Jack with the new rap.
How'd you do that, Diamond D?
Because there's styles of all the birds. By any name that you ever heard, I find it quite interesting. You know, but it doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah, I flip styles the way you flip a flapjack.
Ooh.
It's Diamond D with the fat tracks. Originality, my concepts are endless. Straight up grit, I'm strictly stupendous. My words hug a beat like a pair of vice grips. So don't sleep, cause you might slip.
Peace. Check 1-2 and you're done.
Yo, hey, listen, man, we back on these etiquettes and these mannerisms, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shout out to homegirl. Yo, who was that, man? I got to see who was that, man. Where's she at? She was lighting it up on fire, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to let, you know what I mean? I got to have her interview this woman, you know what I'm saying? With those views there, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to her. She was holding it down with the gunfire all up under the Kingsford, you know what I mean, lighting it up with the grill. We could have grilled about 80 lamb steaks, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, all out there at one time, lit it up right there. You feel me? Lit that thing right on up, you know what I'm saying? But check this out, right? We got another call on here. And caller, this is what I'm going to do, right? If you ain't got no mannerisms, right? I'm a kindly. Take the duct tape and duct tape your hand to the front door of the welfare office, and you will be holding the door open for everyone for the whole damn day. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, being polite. Now, who the hell is it?
Now, first of all, that person you just talked to, her name is Cheryl LeGrand, a wonderful supporter of this wonderful Beverly Nation. And, yeah, man, you know, she's wonderful and, you know, a great friend of Angela Thomas Smith, you know, the soon-to-be Hall of Famer. And now, caller, you know what time it is.
Clev, you are absolutely crazy. You are what? Crazy, man. This is Tiana.
What is fight going on here?
You're dying laughing. But I wanted to answer, well, you had a few questions, but I wanted to talk about the apology or, you know, the person owing you money. I actually had a situation where I gave a friend a lot of money on regular basis. I did a lot for her. She got involved with a guy, and it's like she forgot about me. But she would only talk to me when he would steal her car because it was a friend of someone I knew. So she called me for that. I stopped talking to her because of the money issue and all. And then she insulted my intelligence quite a few times. And I'm like, you know what? I want to have a talk with her. I'm not a person that wants to be phony in front of, like, I can't be friendly with you if I don't like you, what you're doing or how you're acting. I can't do that. So I never got to talk to her for her to actually sit down and apologize or anything like that and the money. So both of the reasons were the reasons why I cut her off. However, if you ask me which one is worse, I think not getting an apology, simply because anybody who is, you know, has an intelligent mind can make that money again. However, not getting an apology could keep, like, so many people who are grown who had something happen to them 30, 40 years ago, maybe by their parents or their loved ones or their husbands or wives, and they're still carrying that pain today because they never got that apology. They never felt validated by whatever happened. So I think it's worse for you not to get an apology. However, on the flip side, I've learned myself that you don't really need the apology to validate you as a person when you know someone is doing you wrong. You actually have to just be able to heal yourself and just let go, because if you're waiting for that person to apologize, and I had a friend teach me this in a certain situation, some people will not apologize to you because then that means that they have to, you know, look at themselves for what they did and actually feel bad. So they don't want to feel bad about what they did to you, so they're not going to apologize to you ever because they don't want to feel like that. They don't want to feel bad. They want to continue living their reality and do whatever they want to do to you. So you might never, ever get that apology. So you can't sit around waiting for years and years. So I say that not getting the apology for people is a lot worse than not getting the money. And I mean, of course, if a person owes you, you know, because you need to, you gave them your rent money, of course, and you get evicted or something like that, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. So I think it goes by situation and it goes by each individual, what's important to them. But me
personally, I feel like the apology, not getting the apology, is a lot worse. That's what I think. And I will be on December 6th, Yo Nací Para Amarte, and I will be returning on December 15th with my other show, The Power of Thoughts. So thank you to the 24 million listeners, and please tune in on December 5th for Oni Honors. And Clev, keep being the crazy person you are, because you make me laugh so much.
Oh man, that was Tiana Speaks. So yes. The you know, the honorable Tiana Speaks, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Lil Fight. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? She keep it real nice and having mannerisms, especially when she whipping your ass. You feel me? Very polite about that, you know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? The person might say thank you after she done whipped your ass. You dig what I'm saying? You know, that was the nicest ass whipping you could have ever got from her. You feel what I'm saying to you? Could have been a couple of y'all at the same time, damn it. You know what I mean? But either way, right, you know, we're going to wrap it up here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this, though, because we're going to end it on a good note here. You know what I mean? And for those of you people who read your Bible books, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Turn to your book, Leviticus. You know what I mean? 20 verse 9. You know what I'm saying? 20 verse 9. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Or 29. You look on there. You know what I'm saying? You see, it'll tell you. You know what I mean? For those who read that book on what to do with these damn bad mannerism kids and all of that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what to do with them, you know what I'm saying? You learn what to do with them after reading that and you know, studying that there. If that you didn't read that part because y'all don't know how to read it. But so, you know, you might need to learn how to read some of that there, you know what I'm saying? Boom. And for those who are, you know, up to, you know what I mean, what's confirmed in the Quran, you know what I mean, and what's prescribed by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know what I'm saying, on the authority of, who is it, you know what I'm saying, Abdullah ibn Amr, you know what I mean, radiallahu anhu, he said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he mentioned, of the inhabitants of the hellfire, you know what I'm saying, and that it is made of everyone cruel, haughty, arrogant, you know what I'm saying, a hoarder of possessions and a withholder of good, you know what I'm saying. Beverly, this is classified Sahih, you know what I'm saying, in Musnad Ahmad, you know what I'm saying, it is Sahih, you know what I mean, but Sheikh Al-Badi, you know what I mean, so, yo, those things are the religious aspects of what we just were speaking upon, you know what I'm saying? And this is how we're supposed to understand these things, you know what I mean? The importance of the etiquette, first of all, you know what I mean, is the system of rules and conventions that regulate social professional behavior, you know what I'm saying? Codes that are mandated by custom and you enforced by groups. You feel what I'm saying to y'all? You know what I'm saying? Enforced by groups. You know what I mean? And check this out. We're going to get into some Ngozi time, y'all. Let's get the Ngozi real quick.
So just chill and sit still. I'm not on the pop, yo, but my shit still sells like a mother. There's not another dark brown brother who grew up undercover. Run a game on a game like too short.
I know you know about me.
I smoke an MC like a Newport or a Marlboro or a Salem. It doesn't matter cause I think I'm in, I will. I'm getting a rush of a nicotine battle. Nigga, please, I won't even attempt. But if the crowd figure he's a worthy opponent, I've got the mic and show I own it. Your bucket, better off if it's not dead. God bless the pothead. As I remember what my mom and my pops said, strive for the best. You gain your respect, or you can settle for a public assistance check if you don't wanna break your neck. So I said, what the heck? People always say, hey, we like the way you make beats. He doesn't use break beats, but I take it in stride and do my work on the inside. Won't flake on the flip side.
Although I hit a pound of herbs, I'm still nice with the birds.
Fuck what you heard.
Although I hit a pound of herbs, I'm still nice with the birds.
Fuck what you heard. From the whores, I'm out of zoo.
rumor to the shores of Tripoli. My sound slams, but some still wanna get with me. I don't understand, kids, you just can't see me. When the LP drops, all my friends will want a freebie. Whether in a car or you ride the train, my sound stands out like a varicose vein. So don't front, cause you know I'm the champ. Better off trying to buy a pack of Newports with a food stamp, cause the odds are none. Cause like Jimmy Castor, I just begun. Brothers can't believe how the skills have gotten. Spicy as a steak with potatoes or gratin. But I'm not soup, I just got a lot of nerve. Cause motherfuckers wanna see me shoot to the curb, but I just won't slip, cause the flip ain't hip. I stay on my toes like Broadway Joe. But one time I did, I thought a girl was a friend of me. So I started keeping with the enemy. I won't let a stunt misguide me. And you can jump on my tree stump if you wanna ride me.
Although I hit a pound of herbs, I'm still nice with the birds.
So talk what you heard.
Although I hit a pound of herbs, I'm still nice with the birds.
Hey yo, talk what you heard. Like hot cake, lethal as pop, they cancer of the liver. Yo, cause I deliver. But this new shit that hits like a mule kick. Don't try to flip money grip, or you'll get a very swift kick in the anus. Yeah, homeboy, I'll make you famous. As a young buck, people used to call me shorty. When I was broke, I used to chip in for 40. But there's no retreat or surrender, and my pockets stay stuck. We legal tender, so give a shout if you're with me. Give a shout if you're with me. So give a shout or let me know if you like the way the flow goes. And yo, doesn't matter on the FDR or the West Side. People contemplate what's the best side. But I sit back and observe like a Buddhist monk. Cause Diamond got bunk. For the new generation like Pepsi, I make your grandmother say, heaven's the best.
Although I hit a pound of herbs, I'm still nice with the birds.
You heard what Diamond D said, and of course, that's our theme song for tonight. If you don't know how Bebe Nish get down, you already know what he said. Tomorrow night, we come right back on this WBNN network with a young man that's outstanding, progressive, and spectacular. His name is Jetty A-Track, Soul Genius Shampoo. 9:30 Eastern Standard on the one and only Bebe Nation. WBNN has advertising through Ghosty Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. On the WMLA, we go to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Lay, day, lay. That goes with my and gmail.com. I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola WMLA, where he goes, he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to 2022, linear new host of the year at WBNN. Here we're presenting Tiana Speaks on that secret night with her linear new host of the year. I cannot wait for Tuesday. Mr. Clever One.
Yo, like I said, man, we wrapping it up, right? And I'm going to put it to you like this, man. Every person knows the behavior expected from one towards others and from others towards oneself. You know what I mean? I will say that part. You know what I mean? Of course that. You know what I mean? You know? Some of us have accepted bad mannerisms, you know what I'm saying, by surrounding oneself by ill-mannered people. You know what I mean? These things leave, you know, people all counted out, you know what I'm saying, in life. These things in how you're not being picked up in jobs, you know what I mean? Job interviews, they make it, you make them go wrong. Meetings in with mothers-in-laws and all them type of stuff, so with your in-laws. Make that go the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Parent-teachers meetings make it go wrong. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Of course, political figures. You know what I mean? Getting their positions. Of course, this is go wrong for you. You know what I mean? And know that your manners may reveal who you are mentally and what your mental state and your condition is regarding all of these disorders. You dig what I'm saying? That's what that might reveal for you. So be careful, folks, with all your bad mannerisms. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street bully side of Philadelphia, where the crackhead mechanics are changing brakes for about $40 outside the AutoZone. Back west, Oak Lane there, Martin Luther King, check your satellites.